Marvel of the World is Harry Como's Kraft Music Hall. Brought to you by Kraft. Kraft, the name that stands for good food and good food ideas. Harry's guests tonight are the exciting stage and picture actress, Academy Award winner, Miss Anne Bancroft. Star of the Broadway musical hit and motion picture, My Fair Lady, Mr. Stanley Holloway. And special guest star, man about a piano, Mr. Victor Borga. The award-winning University of Michigan Men's Glee Club. And here now, for his first appearance of the new television season, the star of the music hall, who made the trip from New York to Detroit in 6 days and 14 hours, Mr. C.
I'm on the road to anywhere. Let me travel. No more worry and no more care. I'm just a vagabond. Let the blue sky above me cover my head. Why should I want a feather bed? So let me travel and sing my song on the road. Long road, the song of the open road. I get the urge to come to watch those roads unravel. I want to see those open spaces. I got no one to worry me, ain't got no one to hurry me. I'm strictly on my own. I love the green grass under my shoes. What can I lose? I'm broke, hey, it's old. Don't mind what names are calling me. That kind of thing ain't stalling me. Okay, the barber ain't the time. I'm on the road to anywhere. Let me try. With no more worry, no more care. The blue sky above me cover my head. Why should I want a feather bed? So let me travel and sing my song on the road, the long, long road, the song of the
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening and welcome to this intimate little theater. Holding 11,000 souls. What a gigantic place. Cobo Hall, they call it. Cobo. I think it was named by a guy who had a bad cold and couldn't pronounce his M's. Anyway, friends, we arrived in Detroit FOB, full of Bancroft, Borga, and a Britisher named Stan Holloway. When they call Detroit the motor capital, we know exactly why. Did you know that each year, Detroit turns out 10 times as many automobiles as there are parking spaces? And speaking of parking spaces, here's Frank Gallup.
Good evening, Mr. Cobo.
Frank, this is the 15th year now that you've been with me.
Yes.
Does that make you happy?
Well, Mr. C., that depends. Is this going to be one of those farewell speeches where you present me with the solid gold engraved watch?
No. I'm very serious, Frank. It's amazing when you walked out, you heard the applause. Mm-hmm. And it kind of proves that you've sort of warmth and affection in the hearts of the audience wherever we go. And I must add that I share that warmth and affection.
Well, you're very kind.
You heard him applaud.
Yes, it's lovely.
I mean, for a guy who does nothing.
I learned from the master, Mr.
You know, if you ever got a cold, we could proclaim this a disaster area.
Really now. But please, Mr. Como, just give me one more chance.
Okay, I'll give you one more chance.
All right.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had orange juice, ham and eggs, toast, muffins.
What else?
Coffee, of course.
What else?
Yes. Oh, a piece of apple pie, yes.
What else?
A la mode.
You're not going to say Kraft's Miracle Whip? Here's your watch.
Oh, now, please, I'm sorry, Mr. Como. I'm sorry.
Kraft's Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
Oh, yes. You did it.
People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. We're children needing other children, and yet letting our grown-up pride hide all the need inside. Acting more like children than children. Lovers are very special people. They're the luckiest people in the world. With one person, one very special person, a feeling deep in your soul says you were happy, now you're whole. No more hunger and thirst, but first be a person who needs people. People who need people are the luckiest people in the people in the world.
Lucky in love, lucky in love. What else matters if you're lucky? And I'm lucky.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Anne Bancroft.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine, I'm gonna teach you to fly. You've only tasted the wine, we're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine lake. Ain't nothing like it here.
Catches her breath for a second, then we'll have a little talk with her. Will somebody bring out a couple of stools, please? Don't you want to sit down?
Are you sure it won't tire you to stand there, Perry?
I think I can brave it. Or should I say, Mrs. Brooks, you were married since you were here last.
Yes, whoopee.
I must say that it
Oh, how nice.
I must say it agrees with you. Stardust in your eyes, the moon glow in your hair, the sunshine of your smile.
Well, brother, I never heard.
Oh, Perry, why are we just sitting here talking? Let's sing something. Let's hear your latest hit record.
Well, hot diggity dog again. Now, let's just kind of sit here and talk a little.
About what?
About you.
Oh, that old thing.
Since you were on our show last, you won an Academy Award for The Miracle Worker.
Mm-hmm.
And
you... 11,000 people.
And, of course, the Cannes Festival Award for the Pumpkin Eater. That was a beautiful picture.
Yes, yes, that's right, Perry, and I'm very proud of those awards. Now, what about you? What awards have you won?
I'll be back the Hot Diggity Dog again, right?
I hear they're going to make a series out of that one. Ah, well, come on, Perry. There must have been something after that.
Yes, there was something. There was the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And a few other things.
Oh, yes, but Perry, that's not your style. Just because everybody's buying those records, don't you do it.
No,
now, don't you
Anne,
fall
don't
into that
you...
trap, Perry. No, 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 don't do that. Even if it means losing your contract with pictures and losing your contract with television and losing your record contract, it doesn't matter. I don't want you to do that. Please, Perry, please don't do that. Please don't do that, Perry.
I won't do it. I won't do it. But what do you want me to do, pack up and go back to the old country?
Oh, now you're talking. There they have some really great songs. Like... Sul mare luccica l'astro d'argento placida e l'onda traspirò il vento
sul mare luccica l'astro d'argento placida l'onda traspirò il vento.
Venite all'agile, barchetta mia, Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia. Venite all'agile, barchetta mia, Santa Lucia, Santa
sit down, boy. That's rough. That's
oh, now, Perry, what would you do if you were in the old country where they really have strenuous dances? Nicola Venica. It's Italian.
And here now, prior to his return on Broadway in one of his famous one-man shows, the delightful Mr. Victor Borga.
Thank you very much. I wish this show had been done indoors. I went all over the hall and I met some friends up in Toronto there in the corner. Hi there in Toronto. I'm going to play a little composition and I'm going to dedicate it to an uncle of mine who used to live in Detroit. And the reason I'm dedicating this number to him is that he is tonight celebrating his 99th birthday. Unfortunately, he died when he was 26. Liebestraum.
Hey, Victor.
Yes, You're not going to sing another song now,
are you? No, I was just going to remind you that you're supposed to play the piano, play a duo with Lee Hambro. Did you forget?
Yeah, but you only have one piano.
We only have one.
Yeah, you only have one piano. Isn't there not room for two here?
No, we don't.
Stop playing in these little lounges here. These.
Why don't you do it the hard way and both of you play on one piano?
All right, if that's what you want, it's your show. I mean, I'm here to...
Okay, I'll send him
my
in.
My uncle, who's... he won't be listening anyway, so...
I'll send him in and you introduce him.
Introduce him to whom? to the audience, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry I couldn't finish this number. I couldn't have finished it anyway because I don't know it. But it is my pleasure to introduce my traveling companion and good friend, one of America's foremost pianists of today. And I hope for the rest of the season, of course. He has been with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra as official pianist for 12 and a half years. In 2 months, it will be exactly 12 and a half years and 2 months. Before I ask him to come in, I will ask you not to greet him too loudly because I have a headache. Mr. Leonid Hambro. Howdy-doodle. Now we shall play the Second Hungarian Rhapsody by Liszt. Yeah, we have to play on one piano, Lee. I'm sorry. We were supposed to have had two. You don't mind playing on one. I'll help you. You mind sitting on the other side, please? No, facing that way. All right. Well, then, this is it. Ladies and gentlemen, this number, the Second Hungarian Rhapsody by Franz Liszt, was dedicated to his wife, of whom he was very fond, now and then. And she was the notorious Christmas Liszt. But he always called her Xmas for short. Where is this? Oh, over here, yeah. The Second Hungarian Rhapsody by Liszt. May I have a little more of this here, please? I'm so sorry. We ought to have seat belts here. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, now you. No. I play this one. You play this. No, we share.
Begin.
All right, begin.
Okay.
Wait a minute. See, now I have to crawl all the places. It's ridiculous.
Friends, in addition to its very high scholastic rating, the University of Michigan is also famous for its award-winning men's glee club. We're very happy to have him with us tonight. Will someone bring on the stools, please? Now, will someone bring on the glee club? I'd like you to meet their conductor, Mr. Phil Dewey. Phil? I don't have to welcome you back, Phil, because you were here before, weren't you?
That's right. I was on the very first Kraft Music Hall with Paul Whiteman and Al Jolson. That was way back in 1933.
33? About 10 years ago.
Just about.
Well, it's all yours, Phil. What are you going to do? Beautiful, Phil. Would it bother anybody if you added one more voice to your troupe?
It would bother me.
Well, it depends on what you sing. What do you sing, Perry? Baritone, bass, tenor?
Well, what do you need?
Oh, for this number now, we need the bass. Can you sing bass?
I came to sing bass.
You're in, Perry.
Thank you. May I have a borrow stool, please?
I'll come back for the
This past week, friends, the very beautiful music of My Fair Lady finally came to the motion picture screen and was acclaimed by all critics. A good share of the acclaim went to our next guest. Praise, of course, is not a new thing to this gentleman. He's been England's top music hall performer for the past 30 years. It took him 30 years to make it, but here now from England's music hall, the Crafts Music Hall, is Mr. Stanley Holloway.
There's drinks and girls all over London, and I gotta track 'em down in just a few more hours. In the morning, ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pour out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. I got to be there in the morning, spruced up, getting in me prime. Girls, come and kiss me, show how you'll miss me, but get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. If I am whistling, let me out the door. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass, and get me to the church.
Get me to the church!
Oh, for Pete's sake, get me to the church on time. Jail me, stab me and fail me, but get me to the church on time. I got to be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in me prime. Some local's able, lift up the table and get me to the church on time. If I am flying, then shoot me down. If I am wooing, get on out of town. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Feather and Tommy, call out the army, but get me to the church.
Get me to the church.
Oh, for Pete's sake, get me to the church.
Look at that.
Just beautiful old topper.
Ah.
Will you put... May I put this on, Stanley?
That? What's that?
This is one of those typical Cockney outfits.
No, not with all these buttons.
Yeah.
No, we don't use buttons now.
What do you wear? What do you use?
Zippers. Well, anything to please you.
For this song, we're going to have to use these. So would you just humor the old man?
Of course. I think losing your head, as Henry VIII said to Anne.
That's right.
Oh, lovely. Yes, where is Anne?
Oh, you said my name. I heard somebody say Anne. Yes, somebody did say Anne. You want me to sing a little song for you?
Yes, of course. You look wonderful.
I think I have to get over there.
That's right. You come over here.
I think we can get away with a song with
of
these.
Of course. Artists. You can get away with anything. With a little bit of luck. The Lord above gave man an arm of iron, so he could do his job and that for sure. The Lord above gave man an arm of iron,
but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck,
someone else will do the blinking work. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll never work.
The Lord above made liquor for temptation, to see if man could turn away from sin. The Lord above made liquor for temptation.
But with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when temptation comes, you'll give right in. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll give right in.
Oh, you can walk that straight and narrow,
but with a little bit of luck, you'll run amok.
Sex was made for man to marry, to tend his knees and see his food is cooked.
The gentle sex was made for man to marry, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can have it all and not get hooked. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you can get hooked. With a little bit of luck, man is done. The Lord above made man to help his neighbor, no matter where, on land or sea or foam.
The Lord above made man to help his neighbor.
But with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when it comes around, you won't be old. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit.
Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keep saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometimes. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone. Just to know somehow you are near, the overpowering feeling that any second you might suddenly appear. I have often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And all the towering feeling just to know somehow you are. Power and feeling that any second you might suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bow, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when days have flown, and through the lonely night, I'm not alone.
We're kind of sorry to see our visit to Detroit end so quickly. Detroit turns out millions of wonderful cars, and it turns out millions of wonderful pedestrians, too. Our thanks to Anne Bancroft, Victor Borga, Stanley Holloway, and the University of Michigan Men's Glee Club. After our show tonight, the entire company will be on its way to Italy. The reason I say we're going to Italy, our next program is our Christmas show, and the setting will appropriately enough be in Rome. We are deeply honored that we have received permission to present for the first time the most revered and inspirational sound in music, the Vatican's famous Sistine Chapel Choir. The date of our Christmas show, and I wish you would make a note of it, is December 17th. And if you don't mind, I'd like to call our guests out, Anne Bancroft, you here? Victor Borga?
Arrivederci. Welcome.